Mindless music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
As far as I can see, there's a very nice mess of people. And I can tell you all this much, the country's doing just fine. Right, Sam?
You is so right, boy.
Them city folks and weans are pretty much alike, though they ain't used to living in the sticks. We don't like stone or cement,
but we is in agreement
when we get down to talking politics. The country's in the very best of hands, the best of hands.
Treasury says the national debt is climbing to the sky.
And government expenditures have never been so high.
It makes a feller get a gleam of pride within his eye to see how our economy expands. The country's in the very best of hands. The country's in the very best of hands. The best of hands. The best of hands. The farm bill should be 89% of parity.
Another fella recommends it should be 93.
But 80-95%, who cares about degree? It's parity that no one understands. The country's in the very best of hands.
Us voters is connected to the nominee. The nominee's connected to the treasury. When he ain't connected to the treasury, he sits around in his thigh bones. They sits around in this place they got, this big congressional parking lot. Just sits around in there, you know what? Up there he calls in his thigh bones.
Them bones gonna rise again, gonna exercise the franchise again, gonna tax us up to our eyes again. When it gets them off in their thigh bones, the country's in the very best of hands. The best of hands. The best of hands.
Them GOPs and Democrats each hates the other one.
They's always criticizing how the country should be run.
But neither tells the public what the other's gone and done. As long as no one knows where no one stands, the country's in the very best of hands.
All righty. Thank you, little Abner. I appreciate that. That pretty much sums it up, doesn't it, ladies and gentlemen? Well, our program today is June 3rd, 2017. We're here today, a fabulous discussion we're going to have today. We're going to bring Art back with us this week, and I have a lot to say about the real news that was making news this week with alternative media, that is alternative alt media, not fake alternative media. And we'll talk about that. We'll talk about some of the things that were not mentioned or went viral, which are fluff and distractions and so on and so forth. So stay with us, please. And just in the beginning of the program here, I have to just offer up a word from, I guess it's Matthew, the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 13. And I was reading it about, 15, verses 14 and 15, when indeed in the scriptures we're told, as the Lord himself confronted the lawyers, the scripture lawyers, the scribes and the Pharisees on their turf, And he said, here we are fulfilling scripture today. It is said in the Bible, indeed, that ye shall hear and not understand. Ye shall see and not perceive. For you people's hearts wax gross, and the ears are dull of hearing, and your eyes are closed to the truth, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. Jesus is telling them they're fulfilling their role, blind. And these are scribes and Pharisees, the wicked ones. These are the people that we're fighting today, that are fighting against us, the whole world, the Christian world, the Israelite world, and the Adamic world, and all of those other ethnos groups added on. They are the synagogue of Satan that Jesus exposed. And so he's telling them, you can't even understand if you wanted to. You do not have the truth of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. How many today are following that path? Enablers that God has, perhaps as Paul said, given up to a reprobate mind and are given to strong delusion that they might believe a lie? And the lies, boy, are just unbelievable today, aren't they? They're incredible because they're so tempting to believe. You know, it's so easy to sit down and listen to Ian Lester, and you can listen to Majin Kelly, and you can listen to a host of others, some of them CIA, Mossad agents in the past, and once you're in, you're always in. And others, of course, just going along for the ride. And with that in mind, it's welcoming back time for Art from Philadelphia, who's back from last weekend's Memorial Day visitation with family. And hello, Art. How are you?
Good, Rick, and thanks. It's good to be back, and I think we'll have a very interesting conversation today. I'm going to comment on an email that about Kissinger's back channel to Moscow.
So, yeah, I just got that today from one of our great professors out there in cyberspace. Go ahead, read to us the email, or at least give us a synopsis in your view.
All right, so basically the leak about Kushner, Jared Kushner, came shortly after the sensational story on CNN. Okay, this was basically his ties with the Russians, all right? Now, What it says here is on May 17th, intelligence picking up conversations with the Russians about the presidential campaign. It says, these two leaks sandwich extraordinary testimony from former CIA Director John Brennan before the House Intelligence Committee. Mm-hmm. On May 23rd, in which he said he was concerned about intelligence regarding Russian efforts to suborn the Americans. All right? And, you know, now guess what's happening today? June 1st through June 4th, and today's June 3rd, in Chantilly, Virginia. The Bilderberg meeting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you look at the cast of characters at the Bilderberg meeting, and guess who's there? John Brennan. Senior advisor for Kissinger Associates, right there at the Bilderberg meeting.
Now, what in the world could Brennan be doing there, I wonder?
Right, right.
And in secrecy, by the way.
Right, right. So we see the rats in the, how would you say, the fox in the chicken house, right here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's absolutely interesting that I was going to bring up something, and you sent this detail, and it's like they basically dovetail together. Absolutely fascinating.
Yeah. What else? What else do you have?
All right, I'm going to talk about the people on the there's 130 people who are at the Bilderberg Conference. I'll talk about some of them. Mm-hmm. Also, I want to honor the people for Memorial Day who served our country. Honor the people who survived the USS Liberty and the loss of our soldiers there.
That was our program last week, by the way, a two-hour show, and I hope you get to hear it. And you just go on, click on the archives. That's great. Yeah.
And also honor any of our Americans who served in World War II, especially with the fact D-Day's coming up this week. So
Disaster Day. Yep. That's right. All right, well, all those men who are still alive and survivors of all these holocausts, all these wars for the banksters, certainly need to reflect, and they need to be told the truth. You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the things that I find is I've sent out recognition of the USS Liberty, the movie that we've talked about, and we talked about it very extensively last week, and how important it is to contribute to that motion picture effort of making the story, the saga, dramatic film about the USS Liberty. Well, I've sent those emails out. I've sent them out to a number of people in media, and I captioned it with the unfortunately all but forgotten men of the USS Liberty attack. And to the best of my knowledge, Art, not a single one of them has acknowledged it on the air, or will acknowledge it, I'm sure, this coming week. You know, I'm talking specifically about one who, of course, is military. He's part of the military industrial media complex. He has a once a week show, and I sent him the emails and said, you know, here you go. You say you're interested in our men and women and victims of war and terrorism and murder and slaughter, and well, there you go. It's in your lap. And not a peep, not a single recognition of those men. And to me, that is a war crime. That's the way I look at it.
It is a war crime. It's actually, you know, but isn't, I mean, that because we ignored what happened in 67 with the USS Liberty, we paid another price for it. It's called 9/11, with those World Trade Center towers coming down by the same exact criminals who took it down and the same exact criminals who assassinated JFK. They're all, it's the same group of people. There is no difference.
You're right. The same line, the same tribe, and the same lineage. Yeah, I agree. No question. Yep. And so, all right. So you know, the Liberty Project, just to remind people again, the USS Liberty movie project, we had Dave Gehary on last week on the program, and we just had a great program that people should know about. For those who weren't listening live and didn't hear the archive, you can go to USSLibertyMovie.com and read all about it and contribute to the effort so that people will be able at some point, hopefully, the masses of audience might be given that chance, we hope, to see that acted out on the screen, you know. Okay, go ahead. What else? What else, Art?
Let's also have a tribute to the Holocaust deniers. First of all, let's remember the Holodomor in the Ukraine, where they starved to death over 10 million people. And then what you sent the email about was right at the beginning of World War II, with the war with Poland there between the U.S. and Russia.
Katyn Forest Massacre, yeah.
Right, by the NKVD, the same criminals who basically were responsible for the Holodomor. The same ones who basically, through the Bronfman Crime Syndicate, in many communities throughout the United States, set up these National Holocaust Museums to remember the Holocaust. Nobody remembers why they went after them. And the reason they went after them is because of the massacres due to Holodomor in Ukraine and what they did in Poland, in part, and what they did to the German people by basically, you know, financially ruining them, bringing them down in poverty, no different than what's going on in Venezuela.
Mm-hmm. So good example,
right. So some of that part of, you know, the cause and effect of what happened in World War II was never brought up. It's just, we got to remember their massacre. And it is true, a lot of people lost their lives, especially the Russians. But no one's doing, the media doesn't do, basically present the truth of the cause and effect of what was really going on there. And I think you've done a very good job with your show, bringing that about so people can understand why the situation came about the way it was.
Well, we try to bring on these scholars and guests who, are under attack, most of them, by the way, and some of them have been charged with, denial crimes and hate speech and so forth, simply because they ask questions and want answers. And whenever I see that is the case, that it is against the law to question certain things, and I only know of one particular theory that is the case over, then I begin to ask, well, who is behind those laws? Who is behind those so-called statutes that exist across America in state after state? And the federal statute that we have in the Matthew Shepard hate crime statute. And then I ask a guy like Art from Philly, well, who is behind all of this, and what organized effort is there that wants to make us and our speech, our research, our inquisitiveness illegal? And I guess you've always come up with the answer on your website, noplaceforcorruption.com. So once again, tell us who is, in a nutshell, behind all of these prohibitions.
The co-sponsors of the Matthew Shepard Act were U.S. Senators Arlen Specter and U.S. Senators Robert Casey, both of which are tied in to the mitzvah, or you want to call it the Cosa Nostra, that's basically in southeastern Pennsylvania. So that's who's behind it. And who's behind them? I saw their No Place for Hate program right there in Abington, Pennsylvania. And who are they? It's the Bruffman Crime Syndicate, the same ones that are controlling Canada, going after the people up there for hate crimes, you know, on this witch hunt. Mm-hmm. And by the way, the Bruffmans are always getting, you know, getting more assets. They recently just took over Scott Trade, which is a trading company like E-Trade. And now that's another asset owned by the Bruffman Syndicates. They took over the Huffington Post, the Weather Channel, Tropicana Orange Juice. They own TD Bank. They bought that out, they bought Commerce Bank out from the criminal George Norcross on down the line. So that's who's really behind it. They also own Campbell Soup, Quaker Oats as an example, which the American Free Press wrote out. Universal Studios, they put Reagan in power through MCA Records, which they owned, on down the line. But we never hear about the Annenbergs, and we never hear about the Bruffman Crime Syndicate. It's like they don't exist. Yet they're in our lives every day in many aspects of what we do commercially. And it's just absolutely fascinating how quiet the media is on that syndicate. Nothing is talked about. That's what's fascinating.
Yes, well, that's very true. Once in a while, I keep hitting my mic here that I'm broadcasting on, so sometimes it jiggles the connection. So if I'm not being heard, Sam will tell me, I'm sure. But apparently, you're hearing me, Art, right?
Yes, you sound clear.
Okay, all right. Once in a while, I feel like punching out the mic, you know? Anyway, okay. No, you're absolutely right. And today, I want to focus in on real important issues. You know, there are a whole bunch of them. Trump returning back from his, you know, again, his little dalliance with we know with Europe, the Middle East, Jerusalem, Saudi Arabia, and so on and so forth, and what this the whole business of global warming treaties is all about. Now, they've changed the name. They tried to change the whole subject, you know, by calling it climate change, but it's still the mythological theory of global warming. And it's like evolutionism, something from nothing. And, you know, they've changed it because it's been so discredited, like the Holocausts and all of these other nonsensical theories that have been just paraded out before us in the media. So, I mean, we know that Trump has made this, you know, desire, this demand that he tends to pull the United States out, which we know has been the case under Obama. And all of this is very suspicious timing to me. Now, you have your thoughts on it. We'll take callers later. But the real issue here is not the business of carbon emissions. It is not a business having to do with saving the earth, because in my view, in the scriptural view, it is totally, completely off base. The earth will never be destroyed, and the earth will never be destroyed by anything that man can do. It will be God's wrath upon the earth system, that is the world, that will destroy it. So here we have these people who are worshiping the creation. They're not worshiping the creator. We have Friends of the Earth, the Sierra Club. We have a whole host of people, you know, the colors of the rainbow. And yet all of these organizations are all foaming at the mouth now about this major shift in policy and the endangerment to the world. Now, I see danger to the world, but I see danger coming from them. And not from this move. So what's the get-go? What's the get-go on American industries? Isn't it kind of a little bit late, Art, in the game for Trump to get up and say that we're going to restore American coal mining, the coal gasification programs, we're going to do more fracking, we're going to have more pipelines, and we don't worry about any of these allegations having to do with the pollution of the stratosphere and its impact? There's something here that's missing, and I know what it is, but I want you to see if you have some thoughts on it first. Go ahead.
Well, okay, you've looked at it in more detail than me, so I haven't done deep.
Well, not really. I haven't spent a great deal of time because I really don't think it's that important, but you go ahead.
No, I agree. All right, I mean, my analysis is this. Basically, it's no different than what Bernie Madoff did. It's a Ponzi scheme. What it does is it allows, for instance, Elon Musk, you know, runs Tesla, SpaceX, and on down the line, to get all these federal subsidies. So he's basically selling products like the Teslas, which are totally unaffordable by the middle class, but he has no problem using this global warming, climate change program to basically enrich himself with hundreds of millions of dollars in subsidies that he gets off the backs of the middle class, right? And that's the same thing that's going on, you know, on down the line there. Climate change is a way to make Wall Street rich and to triple the, quadruple the price we pay for energy, and Wall Street makes the money, and the middle class suffers as a result of it. That's what I see is going on. And the thing I like about what Trump did is he got rid of, he's stopping NAFTA, he's stopping TPP, and he's stopping this Paris Accord. And I will give him kudos for doing that.
Well, you know, a lot of people will. Again, it's not the act itself. It's what timing is involved and the ultimate beneficiaries, as you've said. So, all right, hey, we'll take a break. All right, folks, we want to talk about these issues, but more importantly, the trail to the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center and much more to come. We'll come back with Rick Adams and Art.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Adams and Art from Philly. And just received a nice email from one of our longtime listeners. And he or she says that can't listen today. We'll be traveling on an airplane, but was talking to another listener and friend and telling him that listening to your program is like being a guy in with a 50, I guess he's saying a 50-millimeter caliber machine gun on full auto with unlimited bullets and in a hall apparently filled with the enemy, shredding everything in your path. It is a beautiful sight to behold. and made a donation to RBN in homage to our program. Well, thank you. Thank you for that. And certainly I'm sure John and the staff here of RBN is very grateful for the contributors that we have. That's something that we certainly can't do without, folks. Now, I have some clips, Art, because, again, you have been following the mafia. I call it the Cosa Nostra, as you know. And the whole history of terrorism, all we hear about today is radical Islamic terror and all kinds of silliness about this bombing and that bombing, this suicide bombing and that suicide bombing. And we know that really within the last 4 years or so, this phenomenon, this cycle began, and it really came out of the Department of Homeland Security, which essentially, as you know, came out under Bush, and it was engineered by the real terrorists in the Middle East, the Mossad. That department now is headed by John Kelly. He's the latest stooge, and Kelly's been talking about the need to connect deeply with NSA, the National Security Administration. And what they're saying is we need to spy more on Americans. My goodness, I mean, I thought they had enough spying and enough surveillance. Didn't you? Huh?
Yeah, I would think so.
Well, they want more. How much more can they get, Art?
Till they get every penny out of your bank account. I think that's the real objective here.
Well, they want the money, but they also, for some reason, and, you know, again, only satanic influences can explain it, what good does it do them when they inherit the whole world under their control and then blow it all? Well, they're not going to inherit anything of this world. I mean, it's so ironic, but again, as Jesus said, they cannot understand his message. His message is over their heads. Intellectual geniuses, many, and yet spiritual IQs of a gnat. So this is the amusing part that only we try to talk about on these programs. It's not about politics, you know, it's not really about economics, except that we have a lot of protesting and boycotting to do. It's really about the higher power and what he expects of us. And that's why your site, Art, and Dr. K, who was hacked most recently over these fake bombings in Manchester and government ops, psyops there, and also here in the United States, these types of things that are going on are certainly getting out into cyberspace, and so they're threatened. They're threatened by people starting to understand who it is that are the real terrorists. Now, I think we have a clip up here that I want you to listen to, folks, and we may have to interrupt it a couple of times, but I'd like to begin it now, and it's the first one after our opening salvo, the country's in the very best of hand. Really, this whole business of terror. Go ahead. Oh, we only got 10? All right. Okay, so let's do this. When we come back, I want to play it. I want to play some of one of these great videos that has a stupendous audio, which does indeed show you who the terrorists have been all along. And we'll do that, folks. We'll come back in just about 3 minutes, right here on RBN, Rick Adams Uncensored.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Have you been at the front?
Front? What front?
Why, the war, of course.
What war?
Good heavens. You mean you don't know we've been at war with Germany since 1914?
Well, thank you. I guess the war is still going on. It never ceases. The angelic conflict, as it's called. Well, now this clip art, first of all, gives us a brief summation of where the word terrorism actually originated from. I'll tell you, before the King David Hotel being blown up by the Zionist Jews and these sons of Cain in the Middle East, in what was called Palestine, of course, there was no such thing as terror. There was conflict, there was war, there was fighting, but there was no such word as terror. So who originated the word terror? And who boasted that terror would accomplish their means? You know, like Mao Zedong said, politics comes out of the barrel of a gun. Well, let's answer that question right now. Play it, Sam. Here it comes.
Despite what the Zionist-controlled mass media has been spoon-feeding you for the past several decades, the roots of modern terrorism are not Islamic in origin, but in fact trace its roots to a much different culprit, one in which you would not expect. We go back to the creation of the State of Israel in 1948. It was a criminal act that this country was even formed. It was a colonial occupation and land theft from the beginning, taken through murder, terrorism, and built on the blood and ashes of the Palestinians. Zionists from Europe massacred their way through Palestine, killing and conquering, leaving massive pools of blood in their wake. An early example of such treacherous Jewish terrorism was the bombing of the Hotel King David in 1946.
After a bomb explosion caused by terrorists on the British headquarters at Jerusalem, one entire corner of the King David Hotel, a building of seven stories, was razed to the ground. The stone floors were cut clean.
In scenes eerily reminiscent of New York 55 years later, the Jerusalem bomb was the beginning of terrorism as a media event, designed to capture the world's attention.
The latest casualty list included 65 killed, 47 injured.
The perpetrators, Zionist Jews, members of Menachem Begin's Irgun terrorist network. Begin, who would one day become Prime Minister of Israel, described this tactic as turning Palestine into a glass house where the entire world was looking. The terrorist bomb was hidden in seven milk churns and delivered in a hijacked pickup truck to the hotel's basement kitchen.
We jumped out and everyone took up their positions. I took the churn and started to run. I was thinking, how do I get to the place where I have to put the churn down? That's how I started. Anyway, there were lots of people around in the corridor, and we tried to move them out of the way. Here, there, to the side. But there were some who resisted, but we threatened them with our weapons. I wasn't dressed as a civilian or a soldier. I was dressed like an Arab, with a jalaba and a kafir, with that ring on your head. You know, like, what's he called? The leader of the Arabs. You know, Arafat. There were seven churns, weighing 350 kilos in all. I ran until I reached the place where I had to put it down, with the churn on my shoulder. I carried on, until I got to the place where the British people were. I saw a pillar that used to be here, and I put the churn down and ran away immediately. I waited in my position until all the churns were together, and then the time would come for the explosion. All the churns together were like one whole man, a complete bomb.
The bomb went off at 12:37 and was devastating. But of the 91 dead, only 28 were British. 17 Jews died alongside 41 Arabs. Of all these, 54 were innocent civilians, unconnected to the British authorities in any way.
It's classic terror.
Fast forward to 1954, Israeli terrorists strike once again with Operation Susanna, now known as the Levant Affair. In the summer of 1954, nine Egyptian Jews recruited by Israeli military intelligence firebombed American and British targets in Cairo and Alexandria in the hopes that it would be blamed on local Muslim activists. The effort was designed to sour the burgeoning relationship between Egypt, America, and England. The Israeli false flag terrorist plot would have worked if it weren't for one of the terrorist bombs exploding prematurely in his pocket, ensuring his capture and the roundup of the entire spy ring. In 2005, Israeli President Moshe Katsav held a ceremony honoring two of the surviving Jewish terrorists who participated in the plot. Undeterred by the embarrassing debacle that was the Levant Affair, it didn't take long before the Jewish fanatics were at it again.
All right, we're going to stop there. Art, I think you can see the timeline going back really to the 1930s and 40s. World War II provided them the mechanism, the excuse for them to do what it was they claim was being done to them. And, of course, even Hitler himself had an agreement with these Jewish terrorists going from the 1930s onward. It was called the Transfer Agreement, as many people do know in my audience, some do not. But nevertheless, it was to frustrate, drive the British out, and hand the land over to these Kenites, as we call them, the Sons of Cain, which, scripturally speaking, does indicate that that would be the year that the generation would begin that Jesus talked about, the generation of the bad fig tree that would be planted in Jerusalem. So you see the timeline from the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the Levant Affair, Operation Gladio in Europe, and up to 9/11. Does that ring a bell to you?
Yes, it does. I see it from the point of view of the consequences of the St. Valentine's Massacre, which was done by the Purple Gang, Murder Incorporated, and one of the people that was involved with that, I mean, that came out of that was the guys who ran Ready Mix Concrete, who then put Harry Truman as president of the United, vice president, became president of the United States, who then recognized the State of Israel. So in addition to what you're saying, in parallel, look at the evolution of the St. Valentine's Massacre, which was really a merger and acquisition setting up the National Crime Syndicate and how that evolved in this country. And you can see the parallels of what they were doing there and what they were doing here simultaneously.
Mm-hmm. That massacre, which you talk about quite a bit and have in your website, really is really a cornerstone of the Chicago mob, wasn't it?
Yes, it is. Right. It was a merger and acquisition. And it was actually really a cornerstone of what Luca Luciano was doing, is setting up the National Crime Syndicate with his close ally, Meyer Lansky.
It's amazing. And then we forward it to Trump and Lansky and his progeny selling the casinos to Trump. But I don't know. It just, there's no accidents here, you know. It all seems to tie together.
Right. Now, one thing that might benefit us is, yes, it's true that Meyer Lansky owned the Riviera Casino down in Havana, and when Castro took it over, he had his friend Max Fisher working through Eisenhower set up a pigs affair, which then led into the JFK assassination. He also then, when he set up gambling in New Jersey, Resorts International was his incarnation of the Riviera Hotel, which was financed through the Clarion Fund, which was also taken over by Sheldon Adelson, who financed Facebook. Now, also, when Meyer Lansky got older, he sold off the Resorts International directly to Donald Trump. Donald Trump got in some kind of, dispute over his finances with owning that, with casino ownership in Atlantic City. All of his executives went up in a helicopter, and he was supposed to go in it too, and they all basically died and crashed right there in Atlantic City. So I think in some respects, that has, tainted him to not fully trust him since they wiped out his upper levels of management when that accident happened. If it was an accident. Sounds like just
unless proven otherwise, it was not an accident, right? It was what we say. The handiwork of the Mossad was preceded by their control of British intelligence and MI6, and then during the Churchill years, another movie on Churchill now coming out here. But in any event, that and the OSS in America were really linchpins from this, from which this source of the CIA in America would emerge. The CIA, with three founding members in particular, I recall, two of them were actually Soviet agents that were in on the laying the groundwork of the CIA.
Well, the OSS, as we talked before, was through Operation Underworld, worked very closely with Lucky Luciano, as the go-between was Meyer Lansky.
Right.
Okay, and you know, they, if you look at how the OSS formed, it has a direct ties to the Lansky crime syndicate in part, and I don't think those relationships have ever stopped.
Well, no, and when JFK came along, the one thing that he was beginning to do right, among a couple of other things, remember, his administration was dominated by the Schlesingers and people of that ilk who were essentially controlling foreign policy And he wasn't too happy with some of it, as we've seen. And JFK had a big falling out, as you remember, with Ben-Gurion. And Ben-Gurion, though he was Kenite, though Jewish, his religion was Buddhism, I believe, you know. So it's interesting to see. It has nothing to do with religion sometimes, but it has to do with race and racial lineage. So with JFK, now we see the children of those children who created the war. And then out of the war came this massive intel operation and the Operation Underworld, as you've suggested, media control and so on and so forth, came the JFK assassination and the major role that they played in that, the cover-up, which you know, have really laid the groundwork for understanding. The cover-up groundwork is what raises the questions, well, why were they covering it up? And who was it that was covering it up? Were they involved in the assassination, or were they covering up for those of the same tribe that assassinated Kennedy? Now, right. We can come to some basic conclusions, can't we?
Right. And actually, the quickest way to describe that is you look at the deathbed confession of E.J. Hunt, who basically pointed out it was Kordmeier, under orders of LBJ, to do the assassination of JFK. Who was Kordmeier working with for all those years? Operation Mockingbird, Walter Annenberg, okay? And who appointed the two people to set up the Warren, to come up with the single bullet theory at the Warren Commission? It was U.S. Senator Richard Zwicker.
Right.
Richard Zwicker's wife, Claire Zwicker, ran Romper Room and knew Walter Annenberg, worked for him under WPVI-TV out of Philadelphia for over 7 years. So here it is, the direct connection of Moses Annenberg, his son, directly connected to U.S. Senator Richard Zwicker, were the ones who then set up those criminals, Richard Sprague and Arlen Specter, to go to the Warren Commission and cover it up for LBJ. Bingo. If you look at that connection, I've seen everybody talk about JFK. Nobody talks about that connection because it's the truth.
Well, obviously, yeah. I mean, the line of succession, this whole lineage from what preceded JFK, but took place after JFK's assassination, and the massive current fanaticism in the media to blame the so-called right wing was engineered so they could get through the legislation in Congress, which JFK and Robert Kennedy could not get through. And we saw what came out of that. More massive control. Civil Rights Act, Voting Rights Act. Then they wanted to push the Gun Control Act, which they couldn't get through. But isn't it interesting how they create a crisis, do evil, and then out of that evil, they come forth with some recommendations to reform. Isn't that amazing? They're in the right place at the right time, huh?
Right. So, like you said, they're teaching us diversity, multiculturalism.
Yes.
All right, so we got all these minority contracts, Section 8A contracting, which basically this allows the middle-class professionals to bid on federal contracts, and we see how well it's helped the minority communities. It hasn't helped them that much because most of those Section 8A contracts, because they get financially strapped, can get basically taken over by the syndicate, okay, as such as the Carlyle Group. You got all these Section 8A businesses, won all the business of the Department of Homeland Security, and within 3 years of that, 99% of what were basically bought out, and it all became owned by the Carlyle Group, which President Bush Sr. was also part of. And also the Carlyle Group is also right there at the Bilderberg meetings in Chantilly, Virginia, right now as we're talking.
Yes, yes, okay, I certainly get that. I think we have a couple of minutes to start the next clip, which again dovetails the clip that we've just played. And this has to do with the FBI going to investigate all of these hate crimes and where it led to the city of Antichrist in these days. Now, let's see if we can begin this clip, which, again, is very fascinating in light of what they claim just happened in Portland, Oregon. Okay, go ahead. Here it comes. Stay tuned.
At 11, the Jewish man claiming someone spray-painted swastikas on his house finds himself in jail. Schenectady police say 54-year-old Andrew King spray-painted those swastikas on his own Chiswell Street home. King originally claimed someone targeted him with hateful messages, but police say that isn't true. Police say they charged him only after arresting him for harassment stemming from an incident last month. They say he threatened someone. He is in now the Schenectady County lockup awaiting arraignment.
We begin tonight with a surprising development in the story of those swastikas painted on the door of a student at George Washington University. Good evening, I'm Doreen Gensler.
And I'm Jim Vance. Turns out the student was painting the hateful symbols herself.
Now the FBI was called in to assist after swastikas kept appearing on a message board, similar to a dry erase board, on the door of a female student, she is Jewish, who lived in Mitchell Hall. Now the university confirms that a hidden camera placed in the hallway confirmed the student, who was the apparent victim, did it herself. News 4 spoke to that young woman, who asked not to be identified, shortly after the hate-filled symbols began appearing on her door. Here's what she had to say at that time.
Who does such a thing?
I wish I knew. I wish I had any clue who this was, but university police, my house doctor, administrators, nobody can think of a motive of somebody who hates me that much.
Through the use of hidden cameras, interviews, and increased police patrols, we have concluded, and through a final interview today, investigators have concluded that the student who reported the incidents is responsible for the incident.
And we will return in just a moment with just a bit more of that clip, I believe. And, Art, we will take your comments, and then we will move on to more hoaxes. And, ladies and gentlemen, it gets better. Stay tuned.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
The buzzards have control. We might as well face it. They intend to keep it.
All right. Hey, Art, why don't I have you here a couple of more minutes here of this wonderful audio of the video that deals with the mission to find out who it is that's behind so many of these so-called hate crimes perpetrated against these so-called Jews. So let's get back to this one now. Let's get back to this clip.
Hate crime detectives have arrested 56-year-old David Haddad for a string of anti-Semitic messages here in Brooklyn and in Manhattan. Now, my police sources are telling me that he's also the prime suspect in a rash of swastika incidents and a phone threat made here in Midwood over the weekend. Police say Haddad is Jewish. Now, also police say that he's a relative of one of the victims and knows another. My sources say he's also the prime suspect in these most recent Midwood incidents.
We have more
night here near St. Louis. You can see someone has draped a sign on the front of the cemetery, "Stop the Hate." Dozens of headstones toppled here over the weekend. Police not yet calling it a hate crime, but it comes as the FBI is investigating dozens of bomb threats made to Jewish centers nationwide.
Headstones toppled at a Jewish cemetery near St. Louis. This morning, family members with loved ones buried here are taking the attack personally.
This is just awful. I cannot imagine such desecration occurring in a holy place like this.
I feel nervous. I walked through there and I just felt that this was just a senseless act, a faceless, cowardly, hateful act. And that's unnerving.
It comes amid a rise in anti-Semitic activity, with the FBI investigating a string of bomb threats against Jewish community centers nationwide. Since the new year, authorities say 54 Jewish centers have been targeted in 27 states. 11 new threats called in Monday. This Jewish center in Birmingham, Alabama, forced to evacuate for the second time in a month. So far, no actual attacks have taken place and no bombs have been found.
If the intention was to scare us, these bomb threats have failed.
President Trump was asked about the bomb threats last week by a reporter for a Jewish Orthodox newspaper.
There are people who are committing anti-Semitic acts or threatening to.
You see, he said he was going to ask a very simple, easy question. And it's not.
It's an important
question. It's not. Not a simple question. Not a fair question. Okay, sit down.
I am the least anti-Semitic person that you've ever seen in your entire life.
Trump's daughter, Ivanka, and her husband are Jewish. She tweeted Monday after the cemetery vandalism, "America is a nation built on the principle of religious tolerance. We must protect our houses of worship and religious centers." While the White House added, the president has made it abundantly clear that these actions are unacceptable.
Police here are reviewing surveillance video from the cemetery. It's unclear if it captured anything. This morning, no arrests have been made, and the cemetery is closed.
All right, and we can intervene at this point, as you know, in just about every instance preceding and evolving around that cemetery incident. Arrests were made, and it focused again on a dual Israeli-Jewish American student who was responsible for planting those threats and for sending those letters of threat to Jewish community centers. All right, we've had that clip, and we'll come back with hour number two. We will continue because we're leading up to something, folks, and it doesn't promise to be very good. Stay tuned.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.